Tian Yu. Chinese President Xi Jinping will attend the opening ceremony of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics and declare the games open on Friday at the National Stadium. The Beijing 2022 opening ceremony had its final rehearsal at the National Stadium on Wednesday night. Organizers say all 91 delegations to compete at the Beijing 2022 Olympic Winter Games have completed registration. Chinese President Xi Jinping has addressed the opening ceremony of the 139th session of the International Olympic Committee via video.
从2008年的同一个世界，同一个梦想。
From One World, One Dream in 2008 to Together for a Shared Future in 2022, China has actively participated in the Olympic movement, unremittingly carry forward the Olympic spirit, and is a firm pursuer and champion of the Olympic ideal. The Beijing Winter Olympics will open tomorrow evening. The world is looking forward to China, and China is ready. We will dedicate a simple, safe, and splendid Olympic event to the world, and practice the Olympic model of faster, higher, stronger together.
In his address, Xi Jinping has also extended a warm welcome to IOC President Thomas Bach and other IOC members who have gathered in Beijing during the Spring Festival. The torch relay for the 2022 Olympic Winter Games started in Beijing on Wednesday, just 2 days before the Games officially opens. The torch relay has been scaled down and is being held under strict precautionary measures due to concerns about the COVID-19 pandemic. Dong Xue has more.
3 days, 11 different locations, approximately 1,200 torchbearers from home and abroad, the torch relay of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics has begun. Showcasing Beijing as the only city that has hosted both the Summer and Winter Games, the flame will be passed on through the city proper, the northwest Yanqing district, and neighboring Zhangjiakou, a co-host of the city. The starting point is the Beijing Olympic Forest Park. The torchbearers, with backgrounds ranging from science, culture, and public health, and between the ages of 14 and 86, will run through the Badaling section of the Great Wall via the Nihewan Ruins and Fulong Ski Resort and the Summer Palace. Nearly 60% of the Chinese citizens in the relay are frontline workers. International runners from more than 20 countries and regions are also taking part. Due to the pandemic, several health and safety measures have been taken to reduce the length and duration of the relay. However, you can still feel the joy and excitement here. And for the general public, there's an online campaign launched for the relay in January. It not only boosts the enthusiasm for the upcoming games, but also allow them to participate in this iconic event.
Team China's Fan Su Yuan and Ling Zhi claimed the first victory at the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympic Games by defeating Swiss pair Martin Rias and Jenny Parrott 7-6 in the opening round robin session of mixed doubles curling on Wednesday. Fan and Ling are both first-time Olympians. The Swiss duo took a silver medal in their debut at the Pyeongchang 2018 Winter Olympics. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the excellent preparations for the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympic Games will help athletes fully demonstrate their skills and abilities in a fair competition. The Russian leader made the remarks in an exclusive interview with Sheng Haixiong, president and editor-in-chief of China Media Group, ahead of his visit to China to attend the opening ceremony of the Beijing Winter Olympic Games. He says the partnership between Russia and China is sustainable and intrinsically valuable, underpinned by respect, regard for each other's core interests, and adherence to international law and the UN Charter. The U.S. Defense Department says the country will deploy additional troops to Europe, citing tensions on Ukraine's borders. It says the deployment includes 1,000 troops currently based in Germany to be repositioned to Romania and another 2,000 troops to be sent from the United States to Germany and Poland. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for restraint in Guinea-Bissau after a failed coup in the African country. Guinea-Bissau's president announced late Tuesday that a coup had been thwarted and several civilians and soldiers had been arrested. Officials confirmed on Wednesday that 11 people died during the failed coup attempt. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.